And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Four Women, Four Health. And we are back for another really important episode coming off of last week's episode about detoxing and all of the invisible environmental toxins that we're exposed to. We want to talk about something today that is as equally, if not more, detrimental to our health and toxic, and that is stress. And now before you roll your eyes and you're like, oh, I know, because we talk about this in life from time to time. But we really need to sit down and talk about it today because really there are so many simple little teeny tiny things that you can do in your day-to-day life to help manage your stress and balance your stress. In doing so can make such a huge difference, not only in your health, but how you feel. And it can really impact your life in more ways than one. So today I'm just going to kick this off real quick and share a little bit about some of the things that I do to manage my stress with hopes that maybe something resonates with you. And then I'm going to pass it around to my colleagues and friends to share a little bit more about what they do. So I'm going to pass it over to Carly in a second here. So one thing I just started doing is I really try hard to say no when I want to say no, because for a long time I was a people pleaser and I wanted everybody to be happy. And I just wanted to say yes to everyone all the time. But what I found is that I was running myself rampant. I was not having time to just do basic everyday needs for myself. And I was feeling extremely overwhelmed more times than not. And so it's been really difficult, but something that really has been working for me is saying no more. And honestly, it's been going really well. I've noticed that even my relationships are better, believe it or not, when I do set those boundaries and keep myself on the priority list, because we have to remember that when we are a priority and we are taking care of ourselves, then we can better take care of others. So that's one thing, one really big thing this year that I've been working on. And then another thing that I've been doing since 2016, actually not every day, but pretty regularly, is I just do short guided meditations. And I don't do it when I'm stressed. I do it as a daily practice whenever I can fit it in. So I try to create what's called a daily ritual where I wake up every day and I do the same things to set myself up for success. And I don't complicate it. I just do like a 2 or 3 minute guided meditation. This is something you can start to do today as well. You could just Google it or go on, there's like some free meditation apps or YouTube, and you just literally type in 2 minute meditation and you close your eyes with no judgment of yourself. If you're like me, you're probably like, I don't know how to do that. And I really don't. Sometimes my brain wanders, but I literally just do what they tell me to do. And you just lay there and you breathe. And when you're done, you feel good. And when you do it as a daily practice, you literally feel the difference in your mental stability and in your energy. It really just makes a huge, huge difference. So, and then one last one is I try to set myself up for success and I try to stay on top of my goals, because I do know that when I do, I feel like my best version and I'm a better mom, wife, friend, daughter, and all the things, better integrative health practitioner. So a couple of those things may look like making sure I'm prepping my meals, making sure I'm setting my workout clothes out the night before, and just any little tiny task that I can fit in between my responsibilities to take the stress away the next day so that I'm setting myself up for a smooth beginning to the day. And that seems to work really well for me. So I hope some of those resonate, and I'm going to pass it over to Carly now so she can share hers.
So saying no is a big one. I agree with Janelle. But one of the things that I do not to stress, this doesn't have anything to do with aromatherapy or homeopathy or anything, but Meg was saying earlier, control the controllables. I literally live by that. And whenever somebody's like, why are you so easygoing? I'm always like, because I can't control that. So why am I going to stress over that? There's nothing I can do personally.
That's a good one.
So you kind of really have to change your mindset to think that way, but that's how my brain works. If something's not going my way, I'm like, well, is this something that I can even control? Because if it's not, then I can't stress over it.
Yeah, I like that. Amen to that.
But when I do feel overwhelmed, you know, I'm a professional aromatherapist, so I get out the diffuser, I I inhale as Janelle has her stress away out.
We're passing around.
Yes. So stress away from Young Living is a huge one. Peace and Calming also I love. But honestly, I use Valor, which is also another Young Living one, as my daily perfume. So flower essences are another big one. Dr. Bach has them. And there's not a whole lot of them, but those go more off of your mental well-being. So the Rescue Remedy is for stress. And they've got stress relief drops. They've got stress like pastilles or stress hard candies. And I really like the Dr. Bach stress gum. That's a really great way for to support your feelings of overwhelmingness and stress.
So I am probably one of those that you would consider more on the odd side. You know, I've always said for years that I really did well with a full plate, balancing one at least, and I've realized that saying no as well is probably one of the biggest stress relievers that is completely underestimated, and it's free. So saying no for me is one of my top priorities. You kind of have to get over the FOMO and recognize that sometimes you just need to turn things off, get away, spend time with your family, and not focus on everything and everyone in the world and what they want from you. We live in such a fast-paced world. I have to often remind myself, I am not a computer. I am not a machine. I'm a human being. So resting and saying no is very important. I do love to help people, and that is something that is definitely my love language. But I also have had to make time for me in order to take care of other people, like Janelle was saying. And so I start most days in the sauna. It really helps me to relieve my mental, my physical stress. I spend time in prayer. Jesus has been a huge, huge help for me. Just really learning how to surrender, that I'm not supposed to have all the answers, that you know, I am not in control of the world, but I can only control my controllables, like Carly said. So I really try to focus on the here and now and true preventative healthcare looks like. And instead of stressing out over when I'm going to get a mammogram and my colonoscopies at age 40, I'm focusing on what can I do to support my colon health and my gut health and my breast health and all of those things, because I think we hear so much negativity in the world. We have friends that are being diagnosed, families that are being diagnosed, that the fear of all of that can create a lot of stress within you, within itself. So if we're focusing on the positives and taking care of ourselves, I think that gives us less to worry about and less to be fearful about. And then again, I know I said Jesus, but prayer has been a huge thing for me. I'm really just praying about things that I can't control. I'm spending time in my Bible. That has been huge for me. Just really getting the wisdom from the Lord instead of trying to seek it from everyone else on social media and friends and family, which can often make you very stressed. I go to my Creator and He gives me a peace that I've never experienced before. So I think more than anything, it's a balancing act. I also have to focus on the physical stuff, and I'm going to pass it over to Brooke, but having chiropractic visits for me too has been a great help for my nervous system. Brooke has really helped me to understand the importance of taking care of your body from the inside out and really giving me that perspective in terms of like unwanted stress and tension in the body and how I can utilize chiropractic and adjustments, whether I do it weekly, biweekly, or once a month. Chiropractic has also been a huge stress relief for me. So speaking of chiropractic, I'm going to hand it off to my favorite chiropractor so she can share some of her favorite stress relief tips with you guys as well.
All right. Well, I love that chiropractic helps you. That's, you know, definitely a given for me. That is one of my most favorite stress relievers. I get adjusted on a weekly basis, but I totally understand that that's not always feasible. I have fallen off, but plan to get back with my acupuncturist as well. I find that paying attention to my body more so really helps my mind. So I think my biggest stress reliever, and I try to pay attention to it, I set my intentions to work out daily or weekly, whatever. Every single morning I wake up and I just have to do some sort of movement, whether it's taking my dog for a walk, or I'm not the best at just sitting there and meditating, although I do hope to adapt that lifestyle. So I'll just sit there on the floor. I think we were talking about it earlier, and I just let my brain and body kind of tell me how I want to move, and I like to stretch, and I feel so good after that. So calm after that. So even if it's 5 minutes, that's my biggest thing, is I will get up 5 minutes earlier just to do that each day. And then I try to check in at night too and do something similar, although sometimes I fall asleep on the couch and I'm trying not to do that as much. But being out in nature would be my second. No matter the type of weather, if I bundle up and get out there for a short period of time, I don't know what it is, but that is my go-to for stress relief. Definitely aromatherapy as well. Passing those oils around on the daily basis. I usually get into the office and check in with myself and how I'm feeling and kind of go from there and diffuse what I need during that time. I am a recovering, well, trying to be a recovering people pleaser, so I'm definitely going to try to work on that a little bit more. Could definitely take your ladies' ideas. I'm really trying to slow down and check in with myself, and I think communicate better with my partner a little bit more. I think that helps me be a little less stressed instead of bottling it all up and then exploding. I'm trying to get better with that. That's so communication. Yeah, communication as well. And then somewhat of a schedule, like Janelle had said, setting yourself up for success, I would say. Also working on that, but it goes a long way. So
I think the biggest takeaway is that, like, it's not one size fits all. You can pick what feels good for you, just as long as you do something. And you'll be able to tell if it's working. Like, you'll be able to feel yourself being able to breathe in a little bit deeper and just be able to juggle things more, because it is a stressful time, and it's back to school and the holidays, and maybe you have multiple jobs or roles that you're playing, or you have multiple children. Those things are things that aren't going to go anywhere, but what you need to do is just try to find ways to kind of make it through each day and make the most out of each day. I think that's the biggest takeaway here, and it'll impact your health for the better.
And it's important to understand that you're not meant to bear the weight of the world on your shoulders. You need to release your stress. You need to release your tension. You can, again, be at the gym and eat all the things that are healthy. But if you're not managing your stress levels, if you're not focusing on supporting your adrenals, you know, if you're not supporting your lymphatic system, making sure you're allowing your body to have that release of tension, so things are not stagnant and built up and stuck in the body. There's emotions that can get stuck. There's so much that essentially can build up. And that is just as toxic as the environmental toxins that we consume as well. So we just have to be aware of that, because I think many people run to diet and the gym and supplements, but you can breathe and focus on deep breathing. You can go outside barefoot, get in the sun, rest. Rest is so underrated, and you can't repair and heal without it. So I really, really just want to stress, no pun intended, the importance of allowing yourself to release what doesn't serve you. Because if you hold on to that in your body physically, then it will affect you mentally.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.